It's got a death curse.
Soon, all of you will be like me. And then who will lock you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Two good video game adaptations. Mortal Kombat is the first.
Yeah.
Silent Hill is the other.
I'm looking for my daughter. I'm afraid that she's been hurt. We've all lost our children.
Filmed in Hamilton and Brantford, so part of it was filmed in my mom and Wayne Gretzky's hometown.
If you wish to face the demon to find your daughter, I won't stop you.
You do not want to be out when the darkness falls, because everything just goes to shit. You cannot contend with whatever this is. It's just going to rip you apart and just...
And you're flayed.
That's it. That is all.
Oh, God, no.
She's a heretic.
Yeah.
Heresy. This was warranted.
Witch! Her child's the likeness of Alessa. Her child's the next vessel.
Stop her! Don't let the witches go down!
Queen of putrescence. Rubbish. Buff.
The demon! The demon! Father, this disgusting abomination from her child!
Oh look, her blood's making a pattern on the floor that's turning into fuck. Oh, we're all fucked.
You burned in the fire that you started, and nothing can save you, because you're already damned!
I've survived the evil, I've dealt with the situation, but I'm still trapped in this world that has been created for me.
Right.
Those who aid the demon! Must be cleansed by the fire from whence they came. Take her! Burn her! Burn her as a witch!
Burn her! Burn her! Abandon all hope, ye who enter here! It's fucking Silent Hill!
Hello and welcome back to the Horror 101 podcast. This is your host, Cash Wampum. And for this 113th episode, we are covering a film from 2006 that was adapted from a video game. There have been several horror game films made in the last 20 years. Resident Evil, Doom, Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead. Most of them have been absolute failures in our opinion. But this one that we're covering here today, it hit a lot of the right spots. The director spent years trying to get the rights from the game maker to be able to create the film. Once Konami figured out this guy was a huge fan of the game and was very serious about emulating the nightmarish story proper, they finally allowed it, and now we're going to give the Horror 101 treatment to Christoph Gans' Silent Hill. Now, we had some technical difficulties this session, which forced us to start a little later than usual, and Silent Hill is over 2 hours long, so my crew was a little tired during this recording, but at least we had peaches.
Millions of peaches, peaches for me. Millions of peaches, peaches for free.
Whatever this conversation is, it is now defunct because I have French vanilla ice cream brought by Nick with fresh peaches that we just picked off of our tree.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, indulge yourself.
Danke. I will wait for mine to stop smoldering.
It is smoldering.
Yes, yes. Helen caramelized the peaches.
And that smells amazing.
I thought I might have been drunk because I noticed there was steam coming out. Like, what? What? You know what?
It's steamed ice cream. It's the newest thing.
It's milk.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me. Right, pants? Yeah. And we were having a problem with the microphone, but Nude caramelized some peaches, fresh peaches. Those peaches came off the tree today, right? I got off work at 4:30. I went out there with the ladder, picking peaches for half an hour,
It was so fun.
Farmer Jim.
Yeah, I was up in the trees, man.
I picked the ones that I could reach at the
lower level.
Yeah, so I'm reaching over.
About 6 inches off the ground.
Limbs smacking me in the face. Oh, I got to reach that one.
Thanks to Nick for bringing the yummy Kawartha French vanilla ice cream.
I love their ice cream.
Me too.
So I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, the Dog Soldiers show was so fucking fun to put together.
We're doing it again?
No, we're not doing Dog Soldiers again.
We should do this time. We really should.
That's another Neil Marshall film, isn't it? Yeah. Because you got Descent and Descent 2, right?
Yeah. I never saw the sequel.
Okay, so I was going through, because I gave you guys a list of things that I was thinking about. I was thinking Strangeland, which you vetoed. You fucking hate it.
That movie fucking sucks.
Fine, we won't do Strangeland. Then I suggested Magic.
But you hate it, Superstition.
I was suggesting Magic.
Oh, I was wrong about that?
And then Brian Stewart reminded me that for his birthday at the end of the year, we were going to do Magic this year, which is coming up, so we can't do Magic. So then I was thinking Oliver Reed and Karen Black with Bette Davis in Burnt Offerings, which is a good film, but it is, I mean, the only thing I would warn our listeners about is, like, this is tame as hell. I'm sure the book was fantastic, but this was like 1970s made for horror, or made for TV horror.
With Burgess Meredith.
With Burgess Meredith, which you can't really take much away from, because, like, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark was the same thing, and that was terrifying back at the same time, right?
Sam's Lot, same thing.
And then I was putting together recently our latest Cutting Room Floor for our patrons, which you guys get if you go patreon.com/horror101. And we were putting that together, and you and I were having this conversation about what I thought was Shawnee Bean. And it turned out being Sonny Bean. Remember, we talked about that guy from Scotland that was killing people in the 16th century or anything like that. And there was a part of it where you, Paul B., you were like, you mean Sean Bean, the guy that gets killed in every movie? And I was thinking about that, and I was like, oh yeah, he's right, he does. And then I thought of a horror film where Sean Bean's in it, and he doesn't die. And that's the film that we're doing tonight, which is...
Can I say?
Yes!
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill.
Oh, based on the video game.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
This is... now
I have seen this! See? I said figured you might have seen this one.
This is exciting because there's a terrible track record for video games and film. Reportedly,
two good ones.
That's what I'm saying. Very poor ratio.
Blood Rain.
People have been recommending Silent Hill to me for years. I have never gotten around to seeing it.
Yeah, I haven't seen this film.
No. I've been wanting to see it for a while. I never
passed the I haven't seen the film crown to this man here.
All right. This is good. This is good. I'm glad we're doing this.
There are only two good video game adaptations. Mortal Kombat is the first. Silent Hill is the other one.
The only thing I won't be able to speak to is that I never played the video game when we watched this. So I can't tell you if it's a good video game adaptation.
Parts are.
Silent Hill, I mean, for those who aren't in the know, I played like the first couple. There's been like six or seven of them.
Oh, it's like Resident Evil.
There's a lot of them. I played one and two, and basically it was an ode to horror fans in a video game. There's towns that you've heard of where there's like underground, what do they call them? What kind of mines? There's places where you can't go because they're smoldering.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Underneath. Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially like there's been a few of them where
they exist.
Coal mines ignited.
Yeah. And now they're just smoldering like for decades.
The reason why coal in a furnace works so well is because coal is highly reactive based on surface area.
Mm-hmm.
So if you powder it up, boom. If you leave it in a lump, it burns hot, but if you have like a large, huge, it can only burn on the outside, so it slowly just kind of smolders its way through. So yeah, there's a couple of them where it was basically coal mine fires where they just ignited and the veins going to burn until...
centuries.
There's
one in the media I can think of somewhere in the States where it's been going on for like 80 years.
So it used to be populated, but now it's... nobody's there. It's like Pripyat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come here.
Because the carbon dioxide seeping under the ground will kill you.
And Silent Hill was based off a town like that, where it used to be populated, something bad happened, and now it's uninhabitable with a supernatural twist.
Okay.
So, I mean, this movie's got Alice Creed in it. It's got Laurie Holden from Walking Dead. It's 2006, so you're going to notice a lot of faces who are a little bit younger, because it's been about 15 years.
Supposedly a good mix, then, because at least I'll be able to judge it on its own merits. and hopefully it holds together as a decent story without having played the game. So hopefully I'll be able to piece everything together.
I didn't play the game. I really enjoyed
so,
it.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and the story's that good.
That should be the better one, right?
Yes. So let's, I'm going to pause. Everybody's got what they need. Nick, you're looking pretty comfy over there. I like that. Nude, can I get you anything?
I'm good.
Is this cat bothering you, ma'am?
No.
No, you don't want me to remove this cat from the premises? No, you sure?
No,
in 3 seconds, that cat can be outside fending itself off from the squirrels. No problem.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because she's a bitch that don't like me.
I wonder why, if you're fucking threatening to feed her to squirrels.
You guys don't fucking know. You don't know the plight of fucking Cash Wampum with this fucking
cat. Look at that cat. Look at that cat.
Yeah, look at it.
You don't know what
Look at it. It's like fucking talking Tina. It's only nice when other people are in the fucking room. As soon as you leave me alone in that, the cat tells me that I'm a fucking asshole, hates my guts. Nobody can ever hear this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. I know the truth.
Christopher, Sharon's gone. I need your help.
I'm not okay. Please, hurry.
Fire started 30 years ago.
I don't know what's happening. Do you know what's going on here?
This place is completely cut off.
Only the Dark One opens and closes the door to Sadendale.
Hey!
Where is she? I'm trying to find my wife!
She looks exactly like Sharon.
Why?
Find your daughter, you must face the darkness or hell.
It's okay, baby. Mommy's coming. Honey, sometimes when you go to sleep, you go on a little walk. And sometimes you talk about a place called Silent Hill.
I don't remember.
Well, that's okay, sweetie. That's why we're gonna go there. So you can remember.
You've got Sean Bean and his wife there, Rose, who's got a daughter who's got problems, right? She's sleepwalking, she's constantly chanting about this Silent Hill place. They don't know what the hell she's talking about, but they want to help her in some capacity figure out what's going on here, you know. So they're gonna go, so she goes on Google and figures out that there's this ghostly town that's Silent Hill. So she's gonna bring her there to, you know, obviously there's something here that's driving some instinct. We gotta figure out what this is.
Why'd you cut off the cards?
Look, Chris, that's not gonna stop me from taking her there.
Listen, honey, we gotta put Sharon in a hospital. She needs constant care and she needs that medication.
The medication doesn't work. She's getting worse every day.
Honey, the adoption people said Sharon came from West Virginia.
And Silent Hill is in West Virginia. I'm not giving up on her, Chris. I'm not.
Have you actually read the websites, Rose?
Yes, Chris. I read them.
Just trust me on this. Please, just trust me on this.
I still don't understand why she took off down the side. What was the impetus there?
Because she was so close. She saw the sign saying Silent Hill here. She was so close to getting her answers. Damn the torpedoes. Yeah. That's what I got.
And everybody she's run into has been telling her not to go, so most likely the cop would have deterred her from going.
My one thought was that because the husband went so far as to cancel the credit cards to try and stop her, maybe she thought the husband sent the cops to stop her?
I just thought it was like...
Well, I was thinking he already canceled the credit card, so if he called... In an abduction, she ran the plates.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an Amber Alert now, right?
Pretty much.
Well, I better get to Silent Hill before I'm caught with an Amber Alert, and that's the end of my campaign, right? Yeah, I do like Laurie Holden there as the cop, who's kind of like stuck in the middle of this whole thing. Like, she's chasing the car because she thinks that this woman's up to no good with this child. She thinks it's an abduction or something. follows her into Silent Hill, right. Has a wipeout. Now she's caught in this shit.
Is getting a concussion a sign that you've been taken by the darkness? Because they both were concussed, right? And they both kind of woke from their dazes in that world, and no one could ever talk to them again after that point.
You know what? I think the only reason they were allowed to enter the situation was the fact that Sharon was there, and Sharon is key to the situation.
Please, my daughter, she's gone. I need your help.
Get out of the car. Move it.
What are you doing?
You're under arrest.
What?
You have the right to remain silent. Why? Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law.
I don't think you understand. There's something weird going on here. My daughter,
Sharon, she's in danger. If you really cared about that little girl, you wouldn't have sped off.
Listen to me. She's ill. She's sleepwalking.
Just calm right down. I'm going to find the little girl.
And I like how in the film, there's a couple of times where you're trying to get out of the town, and it's just like an abyss.
Yeah.
You reach the end of your rope, and there's just like nowhere to go. It's just a cliff into nothingness.
Yep, yeah.
You cannot leave this place once you're there.
Well, that's the zone wall.
How many games have you played where it's like, okay, I'm just going to run in this direction, and sure enough, you come against, like...
the invisible wall or some obstruction.
Usually it's like a wall of destroyed cars that are piled up against each other. As a gamer, I appreciated that of this film, that it gave you these elements of game. Is like, okay, well, you can't escape this. Why? Well, because there's a chasm
because
there.
Because reasons.
You know, the road is gone, and it's a drop to infinity, and you can't get out.
Okay. Now, do you see what I'm talking about? You take these handcuffs off me.
No. Get one. There's a fire lookout tower on the far side of Toluca Lake. It should have a radio.
Oh, fuck you, stupid cop. I got no idea what's going on. Hey! Hey, you up there!
That thing that they, on the street, where it looked like a biped, but it was all like a sack of shit.
Yeah.
And it was spitting
spitter
acid at you. That was right from the game. Well, like, that was one of the things that you had to deal with.
The two things were directly from the game. Shoot were it. That and Paradise.
Stay where you are! Stop!
And what was the name of the mother there? The only other...
Dahlia.
Dahlia?
Or wait, which... Well, I thought it was funny because both mothers in this movie were both named after flowers. The
so
blonde
was
Rose, and the other one was Dahlia.
Dahlia, was as in Black Dahlia.
Only the Dark One opens and closes the door to Silent Hill.
Please. I don't know what's happening. Do you know what's going on here? My daughter... I'm looking for my daughter. I'm afraid that she's been hurt.
We've all lost our children. Our light.
Well, she mentioned at the beginning, only the Dark One can open the doors in Silent Hill, right? So only the Dark One can let you in or out, and it also dictates when things go fucking Pyramid Head or if it's just Ash City. If it's just Ash City... You're safe.
Yeah, you can wander around.
You do not want to be out when the darkness falls, because everything just goes to shit. And there are things in there that will try to kill you.
But when she finally opens that stall and sees, as we find out later, was the janitor.
Yeah.
And she's just like, what the... Like, she has to turn the flashlight off. She's just like, she can't look at it anymore because dude is jacked. But we also get, like, a nod ahead to the barbed wire after everything shifts over to the rod. And then he comes out of the stall, realizing that, you know... Once it switches over to that other side, the ones that are just like standing there with like desiccated bodies are coming to life, and it's like crawling in the, you know, the tongue flicking out. But then as soon as it touches the wall,
it changes reality.
Yeah, it starts, and then that's where like the pustules, I guess you would call them, the bug things come out of. But I just thought that was kind of cool because it just added an element to, you know, it isn't just like once the darkness gets you and fucks you up and kills you, some of them it basically makes into minions to hunt down the others.
Yeah.
You hear that?
You would play the game, and every so often you'd get caught in a situation where things would go sour, which means things got, like, extra dark, and all of a sudden this pyramid head thing would be in the situation, and you had to avoid it at all costs, because if you let it get close to you, it was game over.
Well, it was like the cyber demon.
It was game over.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't kill it. All you could do was hide or run from it, and it was spooky as fuck. And that's exactly what they conveyed in this film. You know, it was like, if it came into the scene, get the fuck out of there. There's nothing you can do about it.
Stay down! Jesus Christ!
When he comes for them, that was pretty good stuff, I gotta say. And the way he would drag the heavy metal along the ground, I thought that was a nice sound.
That's right, from the game.
Yeah, and the lead up to it, because like they're at the door like, what the hell is that?
Also, you hear it first, right? Yeah. You hear this horrible screech of metal on metal, and you're like, what the fuck is that? And sure enough, he comes in, and this is this giant pyramid head dragging this huge knife behind him. That's from the game.
I was having flashbacks from the elevator scene in T2, you know, when he's trying to skewer them through the roof. And I thought, this is pretty good. I like this. They drag it out just enough that you really don't know what's going to happen to them. But that was the first real shit at the fan moment, I think, because she was first being pursued by the miners.
Yes.
The Canary. And we don't know what their deal is yet. We have no idea that they're actually cultists or what they're
exactly, right? Yes.
So we think they might be the threat, but they also in that scene, we see what happens if you don't get to Sanctuary in time, whether we know it or not, because they don't get out of the hotel in time. They get devoured by those bug creatures in the lobby.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of elements at play there. You get a sense that there's more than one faction. There are some people who are here who are afraid of the darkness. There's the darkness, and then there's the visitors. So you get the sense of all the different players in that one scene.
Get back! Hey, stop!
The few of thee who cast the first stone. Lands without a shepherd, shepherd without a flock. It's your sins which hold you here.
Stop your lungs! Please!
Calm down. It's okay. We're not going to hurt you.
She's gone.
What's your name?
Anna. My name is Anna.
What's going on here, Anna? Who was that?
I've seen her before. Dahlia was cast out. Not even the darkness wants her.
She's lost her daughter, too. What?
Sinners deserve to lose their spawn.
What are you doing here, Anna?
Mother needs more food.
You mean there are other people here?
Christabella keeps us safe.
Anna.
We take refuge in the church.
Anna, listen to me. I've lost my daughter. She's all alone.
If she has faith, she might survive. If not... We have to leave! The darkness is coming!
Let's go!
I do like how the air raid siren...
Yeah.
Heralds the coming of the darkness.
That was probably the siren they had when the first fire happened, right? When the accident happened?
I suppose. But it seemed very much like an old World War II air raid siren. Right. Like, you heard that shit, you got underground. You know, like, something's coming.
See, early on, I wasn't sure if it was just the times of the day. Like, did the darkness come at a regular time every day?
There was no
or
schedule.
Was it just random?
No, there was no schedule. Yeah, no. You walked the wrong way into a certain spot.
Well, they had two things. They had the alarm and they had the canary.
Yeah.
Canary in the cage that would die.
Or the birds, yeah.
Like exactly. It's like, okay, that bird's not flapping anymore. We better get to Sanctuary.
You run not towards Sanctuary, but from your fears. Do not join the others. They are deceivers. They are damned.
We gotta get inside.
No. And wolves in the skin of sheep, they brought about their own hell. They'll take you with them.
Filth and lies!
Hey! Stop it!
I've seen your daughter. I've seen Alessa. It's coming! She's dead, isn't she?
Fire doesn't cleanse, it blackens.
Listen to me. Rose, hurry! She looks exactly like Sharon. She brought us here, didn't she? Why? What does she want?
Evil wakes in vengeance. Be careful what you choose.
Pyramid Head grabbed Anna and pretty much skinned her to, well, to,
just ripped her flesh
off, but just right on her chest, yeah. Twisted, and then just ripped her whole skin right off of her. And
ripped her skin off by the titty.
Well, the chest, actually.
Oh, God, no.
You're done.
I like how when he grabs onto her flesh, it starts to decay as he's holding onto it, if you notice. And then he rips it off. Yeah, it was pretty good.
How can that not be your favorite scene? You know, it's like, I'm just going to rip your clothes off you, and then I'm going to rip your flesh off you, and then toss that at the church door, and Gore's going to come flying in.
Yeah, he just basically skinned her.
Right now, I've lost my little girl, and all I know is that I'm supposed to be in this church.
Are you a person of faith?
I love my daughter.
It's not what I asked.
Who are you to judge?
We judge because the souls of history hang in the balance. Because our faith has never failed us. Our faith keeps the darkness of hell at bay.
Then use your faith to help me find my little girl.
Only the demon knows where she is.
Then tell me, where do I find this demon?
No one has ever returned from the core of the darkness where the demon lies in wait.
She's not going to help us. Let's just go.
If you wish to face the demon to find your daughter, I won't stop you.
Christabel, they can't go down.
Silence, Adam. Perhaps your faith will protect you. Perhaps not.
I always like Alice Creech because she always plays a good character, and she plays a bitch really well.
Yeah.
Really well. And everything that she does.
She does really well with material that is really subpar because she has some of the most generic Bible-thumping dialogue. They give her like 20 lines of dialogue that are all essentially the same ridiculous religious babble.
Do you see this room?
Yep.
That is where the darkness lies. The demon is in the bowels of this building. It hides behind the face of an innocent.
You mean a child?
Don't believe your eyes. Your eyes will lie to you. Faith is the only truth. I will pray for you, Rose, but I won't expect you and your friend to return. Goodbye.
But yeah, when she gives her back the locket saying, oh, well, sorry, we're so used to being scavengers, this is yours, sees that it's a picture of the same girl that they fucking burned.
She's a witch!
Witch!
Witch! Her child's the likeness of Alessa. Her child's the next vessel.
Stop her! Don't let the witches go down!
Well, the cop's out of ammo. And she does, I like it. She's pointing the gun at her and it goes click. And she's like, ah! And as soon as they figure out that she's out of ammo, just beat the fuck out of her and take her out. And then Rose goes down to fucking hell and has a nice little dialogue with the demons.
Find her.
I'm a little surprised when we get to the end credits to find that Sean Bean had top billing, because I actually think he didn't really do anything for this movie. I don't know why his character's in the movie, to be honest.
But he did survive.
Rose!
Put your mask on.
Rose! Where are you?
I found her.
Your what?
Her perfume. She was here.
Who was?
My wife.
She wasn't here. Put this mask on.
Perfume.
Breathe through that mask.
But I honestly think if you wanted to save time in this movie, because you do feel the length, and if you wanted to flesh out the mystery more, then I would have cut every one of his scenes out of the movie entirely, because he doesn't bring anything to this movie. It should have just been the mother and the daughter. Then you would have had time for them to explore that world, find more clues, unearth more of the mystery, But I don't think, and that was one thing that really bugged me, because when we first get to Silent Hill, it feels very oppressive that you're trapped in this gloomy, dusty, choking world. Like, the color palette is saturated, and just as you start to feel completely overwhelmed by the feel of this place, they immediately jump cut to the gas station with blue skies and bright color, and I'm like, it just ruins it. It just utterly ruined the feel.
I think the reason they did that was to, because he, at some point, him and the cop was in Silent Hill, and it was colorful, and there was sunlight and all that shit. I think they did that to show them that they're in the real world,
right,
and the rest of the cast is in this other plane.
Right.
You know, it was like they were in the same location, but in a different plane. You know, whoever was caught in Silent Hill, where the darkness reigned,
right,
was trapped there, whereas anybody else outside of that was able to wander freely through this town that happened to be abandoned.
Congratulations, Rose. You're here. You did it. Your reward is the truth.
I'm not sure this movie hangs together very well. I almost think this probably would have been better off as a miniseries as opposed to 1 2-hour movie.
Oh, really?
They kind of rush the exposition at the end. I think once she walks into the light, that next 10 minutes is horrible. I don't like it. I don't like that they have to take 10 minutes to explain what the movie should have told you. It's a lot of exposition dialogue.
You're talking about the history that created the evil.
I really think they should have broken that up into chunks and delivered it throughout the film, as opposed to giving us all at once.
Now, Rose, we must talk. She won't hurt you. She needs your help.
Who is she?
She is Alessa.
Then who are you?
I have many names. Right now, I'm the dark part of Alessa.
Where's my child?
She's not your child. She's hers. The little girl is what's left of her goodness.
In the name of religion or whatever, they wrong this child so badly that evil is able to latch onto that and say, you know what? You've been treated horribly. Say the word and I will fuck everyone up. And she's like, yes, do it. Absolutely do it. And there you go, Silent Hill.
Now the dream of this life must end. And so too must the dreamers within it. For over 30 years, they've lied to their own souls. For 30 years, they've denied their own fate. But now is the end of days, and I am the Reaper.
What do you want?
All we ask for is satisfaction.
Satisfaction?
Revenge.
Demon!
She's just a child! What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Those who aid the demon, they must be cleansed by the fire from whence they came.
It's crazy. You're crazy!
And in the church there, when they fucking lower her into the flames, I remember watching that. I was like, holy fuck, man, they're burning this chick alive. You know, like, she's supposed to be one of the heroes. She's the cop.
Yep.
You know, she's supposed to be helping.
You're waiting for the last minute rescue, and it never
came. It never came. No, she's done.
The bubbling effect on her skin.
They didn't even put her in the flames. They just kind of, like, held her over it, you know?
Like a marshmallow held her just the right distance.
And you know that the top of the flame is always the worst.
I was hoping that they would just drop her into the fire, because then she would have died a little faster. But what she went through was the maximum amount of time she could suffer before dying.
A little bit of Wicker Man there.
A little bit. Or Temple of Doom, maybe.
What have you people done?
You have returned.
Yes, I have.
The witch has returned.
Do not believe her lies. I come from a world outside this place.
I come from a world full of life. Why don't you tell them the truth? Tell them the truth that you deny even to yourself. There was no apocalypse. You burned in the fire that you started, and nothing can save you, because you're already damned!
She gets stabbed when she's in the church, and her blood ebbing on the floor is the catalyst to allowing the evil in. After 30 years, their sanctuary is gone. Oh, look, her blood's making a pattern on the floor that's turning into fuck. Oh, we're all fucked. Yes, this is no longer sanctuary.
Obviously, this world is supposed to be purgatory, right? These are a group of people who haven't quite got to hell yet, because they can't come to terms with what they've done. You can either, and that's what purgatory, right? It's a waiting time to see which way you're going to go, right? And these are people that can never come to terms with what they did. They'll never admit their guilt. And for that reason, at the end, it's the earth opening up to claim them.
Barbed wire.
And then the barbed wire right up the fucking...
Oh, Alice Creed dies well.
Right up the spot.
Yeah. I remember the first time I watched this, I'm like, where are those barbed wires going?
Oh, yeah, they're going where you think they're going.
And it's like, oh my God, because it's got her stretched out. You see the barbed wire going up the dress, and you're like, oh, I wonder where that's going. And then she just tears in half. Yep. And I'm like,
split her in half.
That's where that's going.
Like the tree roots from Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's like, ah, how you like that? Bet you that was tasty.
Yeah, that'd be my
favorite. Alice Creed, you bitch.
Everybody thinks they're safe in that church. Now we're going to deal with everybody else. We're gonna cleanse the entire population. Everybody who is responsible for this shit is going to die, and die well. Thank you for coming here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you.
And I do appreciate that in the end, like, there's kind of a happy ending, but at the same time, it's not a happy ending.
No.
There is no victory for the players that are involved. Dad is going to have no closure. And mom and daughter are stuck in some sort of a fucking limbo. There is not a happy ending here.
No.
It's even more miserable than 1408.
Well,
they could technically be dead too.
Yeah.
Who's to say? You know, who's to say that everybody died when they first got to Silent Hill, and this is just their journey?
Yeah.
They never survived the car accident, right? They could have died on just the other side of the road.
That could be interpreted that way.
Lots of atmosphere.
Yes.
And a lot of really good visuals.
Yes.
And Nick was looking at the trivia earlier, filmed in Hamilton and Brantford, so part of it was filmed in my mom and Wayne Gretzky's hometown.
Very, very Canadian.
Very Canadian.
Very Canadian.
And can you tell me the best way to get to Silent Hill? I can't seem to find it on the map.
Why do you want to go there?
I read about it.
Road don't go through no more.
New, do you want to score this for us?
I liked this movie. I liked it the first time I saw it. I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8, yes.
Yeah, I just, all elements. I love the atmosphere. And also the walking down that road, even though you said it was Hamilton.
No, that was Brantford.
Brantford.
Yeah. That's Main Street in Brantford.
Okay, like in Ontario. But it reminded me of Tombstone. It just, that whole atmosphere, the ash. At first I thought it was snow. But it was like ash, because it's like they're always burning and stuff like that. So it just stayed true to that, at least. I mean, obviously it wasn't perfect, but I enjoyed it. Held my attention. The acting was okay. I mean, still liked it. I'd probably watch it again, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. We are wandering far from refuge here.
Let's keep her with us. She's all we got.
Paul B. Score?
I'd give it about 7.5.
Yeah.
There's a lot of touches to the video game, both good and bad.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Zippo. like that's something that they just happen to have. The knife that she puts in her boot, that's from the video game. You know, you just happen to have all these weapons and things.
The flashlight she finds.
The dialogue is very bad because it comes, a lot of it's just directly lifted from video game. So they're just trying to put touches in.
Going to look for room 111 that doesn't exist until you find it behind a painting. That's
a lot of the stuff is just directly from the video game.
Yeah.
Both good and bad. The musical cues, those are from the video game, and they overuse them a little bit. But I like it. And like I said earlier, it's one of only two good video game adaptations. So yeah, 7.5.
Look at me. I'm burning.
Nick?
Probably gonna give it about, let's say 6.5. I actually didn't mind the ending. But there was, to be entirely honest, even in the game, there was, you know, some ambiguous crap and shit that was never really, you know. So I could see them having trouble without inventing shit on their own. There was honestly not enough plot to really put together all the story for this. So I don't know, just I felt like it meandered a bit. And I agree, Sean Bean fucking useless in this movie.
Yeah, and that's why he didn't die, because he's useless, right? Yeah.
You know, there's just like, there was a lot of throwaway shit. It, like, it's enjoyable, like, but let's just put it this way. This is the second time I've watched this movie, and it's been out for 15 years.
Yes.
I watched it once, never really felt the urge to watch it again until today.
Don't watch the second one, please.
Oh, no.
Don't watch the second one.
Let's put it this way. I, the first one for me is passable, which is why it gets a 6.5. Like, the atmosphere is good. Even for, like, 2006 CGI, like, it was pretty, you know, it was okay. It would, like, the CG was good, the characters were good, the set design was good, the sound design was good. Like, the mechanical parts of it are good. It was just, it wasn't enough to make me be like, you know what, I'm gonna pop in Silent Hill tonight. Like, yeah. I've never had that urge.
The founders of this town were witch hunters.
Burning the witch held back the darkness. It stopped the apocalypse.
Brian Stewart, you're the only one in this room that's seen it for the first time. What do you think? It
feels like a movie that really was made for fans of the game. I think if you play the game and really enjoy the game, you'll probably really enjoy this movie. I had a number in my head, and it's Nick 6.5. I think on its own, as somebody...
Please don't say it like that again.
You're 6.
Or please always say it like that. I feel like you're making assumptions, but otherwise continue.
Yes. But it's not perfect. But I think they obviously treated the source material with respect. I think they must... There are things in here that I had a sense were only in there because of the video game. I could see the pacing of a game getting from stage to stage. But as a film, like I say, you feel the length of this one. It's over 2 hours long.
It is.
And
and also, there was some technical difficulties that made this movie about 10-15 minutes longer.
10-15 minutes.
I apologize.
If you cut out all of the Sharons from this movie, we could have made that time back.
I apologize.
Watch the opening of The Godfather 6 fucking times because of the way the movie begins.
I apologize. Please continue, Brian.
I would say, I mean, you feel the length of it. It's a... Like I said, there's an awful lot of padding, and yet they felt the need to give us a 10-minute expositional info dump in the last act of the movie to set it up for the finale. So I feel like in a movie that had either more time or was better put together, we wouldn't have to have everything explained in one really long sequence. That was like intolerable. I don't know. I think either... I think they were just overly ambitious. I think they tried to cram probably what 80 hours of video game play into a 2-hour movie, and there's just too much. Either this needed to be in a longer format so they had time to look at all the mystery and all the puzzle pieces in depth, or they needed to seriously like take a, you know, meat cleaver and carve out huge sections of this to make it manageable.
Video games can be cinematic, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can make a movie from them.
Yeah.
So this thing actually works.
It will. If the demon wants you, it will.
I will give this a 7.5. I really enjoyed this one. And the best thing about this one is that the sequel fucking sucks so bad.
that it makes
so bad. Like, yeah. You know what? If there wasn't such a horrible sequel that came after it, and that was the last one, like, they haven't even touched this cinematically. That was the end. This film, for 2006, I thought they did an excellent job. There's a reason why this woman and her child has to go to Silent Hill and deal with the situation. There is an evil that has been festering for 30 years, and this child's coming back to this town is going to finalize what needs to be done. There's elements that are a little hazy. I'm going to give it a pass. I liked the horror aspect. I liked the fucking whole air raid siren that's heralding the darkness coming. I like the imagery of the darkness. I am a fan. And if you haven't seen it, watch it, damn it. Oh, it. Watch it, but don't watch the second one. Jesus Christ.
So I want you to go home now to your nice warm bed and let me deal with this town and what has happened over the last 30 years. End of story.
My friends, we hope you've enjoyed our take on Christoph Gans' Silent Hill, one of the more authentic and enjoyable horror video game to movie adaptations. The supernatural elements are spooky, there's considerable nastiness and excellent gore for the blood fiends. In Mr. Gans' defense, Sean Bean's character was only supposed to be at the beginning and the end of the film, but the studio wouldn't approve the script as submitted, noting that there was quote-unquote no men in the story. So he was forced to flesh out the father's struggle to find his family. We could tell that this wasn't needed, it didn't fit, and ultimately hurts the film. We hope you'll join us for our next show. In Silent Hill, an evil uses a little girl to seek justice. In our next show, we'll be focusing on a movie where an evil uses a little girl to commit the ultimate blasphemy. You probably don't want to miss this one. It's a special show for Nude's birthday coming up. For the world-famous Brian Stewart, the cult sensation Nick McPherson, the nefarious Paul B., and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening and reminding you that there's a horror movie out there that's just going to scare the hell out of you, and we're going to help you find it right here at Horror 101, Educating Your Fears.
Filth and lies!
It's like lies and slander.
Queen of putrescence. Rubbish, muck, filth.